The Fox City Score chapter and WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, from the Myron Construction Studio, it's Biz Talk on WHBY.
And good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. We're really glad you joined us this morning. My name is Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. It's going to be a beautiful day out there. Nice day for everybody to get out and enjoy the sunshine.
It is. And we want to let you know that this morning we have a great guest on our show, one of our sponsors, actually, Byline Bank. His name is Eric Mankey. He's a senior vice president, commercial team leader for the bank. And we're going to get to him in just 1 minute. But we first want to tell you that this program, Biz Talk, is brought to you each weekend by the Fox City Score Chapter. We're very happy to bring this program to you. We've been doing it since 2001, and it's a how-to program for entrepreneurs and business owners. Those who are looking to start a company, you can find out all kinds of assistance if you go to our website at foxcities.score.org, and we'll talk a little bit more about that during the show. But first, let's turn to our wonderful guest this morning, Eric Mankey. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, Tony.
Glad to have you here this morning. We're glad you could make it in.
Thank you. I appreciate being here.
You bet. Eric, tell us a little bit about your background and tell us about Byline Bank.
Certainly.
What do you do at Byline Bank?
I helped a commercial lending team over at Byline Bank. Byline is new to the Wisconsin market name-wise. Mm-hmm. We were formerly known as Ridgestone Bank, and I'll give a little background there. Mm-hmm. Ridgestone Bank is a 20-year-old bank, and the existing management group, along with a group of investors, picked it up in 2006. And the idea there was we were going to pick it up and make it a primarily commercial lending bank. And we even focused in even tighter than that, and we're an SBA specialized bank. Mm-hmm. So we focus strictly on SBA lending and commercial lending.
SBA is a great program.
It is. It is. I think it helps business owners. It helps in startups. It's got a number of different products within it, but overall it's a very good program for businesses out there looking for appropriate financing structures. So we've got a group of about 175 individuals. We focus, again, on SBA lending. We also do USDA lending. But we're kind of a unique bank in that we just do commercial lending. Mm-hmm. We don't have any home loans. We don't do any car loans. So we can really have a very focused.
You're excellent at that. You focus on one thing and you do it very well.
We do.
Business
we do.
Lending with SBA.
Yes. You know, I mentioned earlier our staff of 175. Virtually every one of them are versed in SBA lending.
That's
great. Critically important for business owners when they're looking to do SBA financing, that we can kind of work them through the nuances of that program.
And that targets both to the new business as well as existing?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll do both the existing, new, startup. It crosses various industry segments. If it's SBA eligible, we'll look at doing it.
Great, okay.
Kind of in general terms, it's the program's not designed for investment-type programs, i.e. commercial and real estate investments,
yeah.
Those
right.
kind of things.
Right.
It's for the business owner.
Eric, where do you have your offices? You have 175 folks, and you're statewide?
Yeah, we are. As I indicated earlier, we were formerly known as Ridgestone Bank. Byline Bank, which is a retail group out of Chicago, mm-hmm. Purchased us back in October of last year. And I'll just touch on our branch, if you will,
sure.
our Byline Small Business yep. Capital, which is our division, what's known as it. We have two brick and mortar. One is in Schaumburg, Illinois.
Okay.
The other is in Brookville, Wisconsin. And then we have a number of satellite loan production offices spread out throughout the country.
Isn't there one in Kaukauna at 55?
We do, yes. We have an office between Appleton and Green Bay and Kaukauna, right in I forget the building name.
Yeah, it's by that Bergstrom dealership across from that Bergstrom
right.
dealership.
Yes.
Just off of JJ.
Yeah.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes, we have an office there. And we've got 10 lenders in Wisconsin dedicated to the Wisconsin and national market. Collectively, we've got 30 lenders. Nationwide, we were number one in Wisconsin for production for SBA, number one in Illinois, and sixth in the country.
Very good. So how do folks get a hold of you, Eric, or one of the lenders, and what's the website for the bank?
www.bylinebank.com.
That's B-Y-L-I-N-E, Byline Bank. And is there a phone number folks could jot down if they wanted to call somebody?
Yeah, I'll give them my direct number in my
sure.
office. And I can pass them on to one of my lenders or
Absolutely.
Someone else, depending upon location, what may work best. My number is 262 860-2090.
Okay, good. Okay. Eric, in terms of the business owner who is looking to borrow money, what do they need to bring to Byline Bank to qualify for a loan? And what do you look at to approve a loan?
Yeah, that's a long question.
That's
really
a long
question. Yeah, I mean,
we can get a start on that and move on and pick it up later.
Well, two things. If it's an existing business, I mean, if the hardcore items are going to be historical financial information.
Right.
In addition to that, we're going to want to know a little bit about them personally. So we'll have them look for their personal tax returns, personal financial statements.
Yep.
If it's a startup business, obviously they're not going to have the luxury of having historic statements.
Correct.
So there it's very important that they have a business plan. You know, we look to groups like SCORE to assist them in terms of putting together those business plans because the detail behind that plan is critically important to the success of them being able to get the loan or not.
And the really important part of that business plan are the cash flow projections for the first 12 months of the first year with maybe a second and a third year included, with the written assumptions explaining what are they thinking about behind the numbers.
Yes, very much so. The assumptions are critically important because we need to have an understanding that you understand the numbers.
Bingo.
You know, us as bankers, we look at a lot of different types of industries, but you're the expert. So we're going to rely on you in terms of providing us the assumptions, and I kind of use the term, help us help you. You know, so if it's going to be projections, what we're looking for is month-to-month, and we have the full statements. We want profit and loss, balance yeah. sheet, cash flow, if they can provide them, for at least the first 2 years, and then a general annualized statement for the years, 3 years following that.
At our SCORE chapter, we deal with a lot of startup companies, folks who are thinking, gosh, I'm working at my company for 20 years. I'd like to do this on my own. I'd like to turn my hobby into a business.
Mm-hmm.
Is Byline Bank open to startup companies?
We are.
Okay.
Again, it's critically important because oftentimes, and not oftentimes, in almost every case, the individual who wants to start a business, their expertise is in that business. And it isn't always necessarily in the financial side of things.
And running the business.
And running the business.
Yeah.
It's more behind just building something.
Right.
It's understanding the numbers, and folks like SCORE can be a tremendous help in terms of having that ability to explain that a little bit, as can we.
And you put that so well, Eric, because the business owner needs to understand that they need to demonstrate to the lender that they can run this business.
Right.
And that's what you get out of that business plan that's well thought out, well constructed.
And we've got a good group of lenders that can help them walk through that a little bit as well. Because there's certain things.
Very important.
It's critically important. And I kind of coined it, there's going to be a bump in your road. And I can't tell you where that bump is exactly, but there's going to be one. And the better prepared you are, the better you're able to absorb those bumps.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we saw a bunch of those little speed bumps like that back in 2008 and so on, some mm-hmm. of those kinds of ideas. So it's good to look back and then look forward
mm-hmm.
when you're talking about how this thing should work.
Yes, and that's what's mm-hmm. great about the SBA program. You know, obviously what took place in 08 and 09 was very traumatic to a lot of business owners. And if you survived through that, obviously it was a learning experience.
Oh, yes.
But the right debt structure can be critically important to the success of that business, if they make it or not.
How does SBA help a bank get it through those speed bumps? It might be 08, or it just might be they lost a couple of key employees, and now they have to reposition their staff.
Yeah, it goes to those bumps I talked about earlier. Stuff's mm-hmm. going to happen in your business that are going right. to impact your revenue and your income, and ultimately what's most right. important is the cash flow. So when you take a look at financing options and you compare SBA to that of conventional lending, what SBA provides is long-term financing. And what I mean by that is oftentimes banks that are non-SBA lenders, if you finance a piece of equipment as an example, they might do a 10-year amortization. In other words, that's what they schedule the payment terms for. But the term may only be 2 years
mm-hmm.
or 3 years, which means it's up for renewal.
So the note only goes 2 years on a 10-year amortization.
Correct.
But then the bank has to renew that every 2 or 3 or 5 years.
Exactly.
What does SBA do?
We keep it out there for 10 years. So it's
so
a
you
full
have a 10-year
term.
Year note.
Correct. And, Randy, your earlier comment when
yep.
you talked about, you know, the 08, 09 or some of those other periods, you know, you can imagine that if a company is going through some problems, at that same time that their note becomes mature at a bank,
right.
there's going to be a hesitancy. And oftentimes, especially then, the banks just said, we're not going to do it. We can't
right.
renew your loan.
Right. And these were a lot of people who had excellent credit references, excellent credit records with the banks and so on, but matter of timing and matter of circumstance.
Yeah, it could have been situations beyond their control.
Mm-hmm.
You know, loss of a key customer, loss of a key employee, or just a general downturn in their economic or arena, whatever
mm-hmm.
industry they were at. With an SBA loan, indifferent to what, you know, obviously we're required and we want to get payments because that's, again, how we're going to make money. But if there was a downturn in their business and they're making their monthly payments, there
mm-hmm.
was no concern of the note being mature because it was for full term and amortization.
Well, not a good idea.
With we're going to give out the phone number right now. If you'd like to call us and ask Eric a question about bank financing or SBA bank financing, we'd like to hear from you. The phone number in Appleton is 281-1150, 281-1150. And outside Appleton, you can reach us on the TDS Metricom toll-free line, 866-887-1150. Eric, you are an SBA lender, and you were telling us in the pre-show that there are some SBA lenders of a PLP status and some of a GP status. Can you walk us through that?
Yes, certainly. There are two distinctions. One is PLP, Tony, as you mentioned, and what that means is a preferred lender.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a status SBA provides you with the, you know, understanding you've got experience understanding SBA. And ultimately what it means is we can approve our loans on behalf of the SBA and issue the authorization.
So you can commit the SBA's guarantee to a loan you underwrite as a PLP, and you don't have to send it to someone for approval.
Correct.
That's a big advantage.
It's a huge advantage.
It saves time.
It can, yes. In most cases, it does. Because there's a centralizing processing office with SBA, and they're looking at other banks who are not PLP lenders. And in most cases, it can save up to 30 days, in which for a business owner looking to do a transaction, 30 days can seem like an eternity.
And if you're rated number one, obviously you're a PLP lender.
We are indeed. Again, I talked about our staff. We've got a great group of people that can assist businesses working through the process.
Yeah. It's a plus.
Yes.
Now, that PLP rating, that is based on what your bank's past performance and being able to provide the information quickly and correctly to the SBA?
That's correct. And we're audited, you know, as every bank is virtually. But SBA takes a look at our files, so we're required to maintain our files in a certain condition to keep that rating. So they look at two things. One, the bank condition, how they're doing. And also the management group. What's their experience? What's their background?
Okay, so you know, you guys know your business.
Yes.
You know the numbers.
And I think that's critically important when financing a company. You want to know that a bank understands the SOPs or the operating procedures or regulatory requirements of SBA to avoid any surprises.
Okay.
When I was in lending a long time ago, we did SBA lending, and we had to send a lot of paper to Madison, and then they had to reread it, and then they stamped approval or rejection on it. A lot of it is emailed today. It's much more streamlined. But I do recall that SBA does keep score of banks' performances. How are they presenting the loans? What are the default rates and so on? But you're not going to be the number one SBA producer if you're not in good standing with the SBA.
Yeah, that's
obviously, Byline Bank has a very good relationship. So any borrower who's looking to get a loan for business purposes really shouldn't fear the SBA. Sometimes we hear that out there, and we try to dispel it.
Right.
But they don't need to fear that.
No, they shouldn't. I'm not going to say that there's not added paperwork with an SBA loan. But the key there is to find the bank that has done them so they can kind of walk through so it's somewhat transparent to the borrower so they don't see that or the customer.
And after all, in banking, in business banking, the bank relationship is a partnership.
Absolutely.
And so you're going to be looking out for your borrower as much as you're going to be looking out for yourself because you want that loan to get done.
Right. It doesn't do anyone, the bank or the customer, to have a loan go bad. Right.
Exactly.
So we're going to utilize every tool we can to make certain that that doesn't take place. It happens, but we want to make sure that we minimize those risks where we can.
Exactly. Great. We're talking this morning with Eric Mankey, who is the Senior Vice President and Commercial Team Leader at Byline Bank. And you're listening to Biz Talk on WHBY and also 103.5 FM.
I'm on my way out. I'm booked that day. I'll be washing my hair that night?
No matter what excuse you use, your business's finances won't fix themselves. Albertson Hailing CPAs can take the frustration out of your bookkeeping, taxes, and more. We'll help you understand and manage your situation. Visit albertshailing.com. Albertson Hailing. Personal connections. Positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Albertson Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
I want you to know your options. Your legal business concerns are important to me. Legal Business Edge delivers value by working as a partner with you, our client, to help you understand your legal options. Focusing just on business law, we take the time to get to know your business and develop a legal strategy that will help you reach your business goals. Whether it involves intellectual property, contracts, negotiating for your rights, buying or selling a business, or organizing your business structure, Legal Business Edge gives you the creative legal options you need.
Sarah DeBruin provided our company solutions that saved us time and money, as the quality of her guidance and diligence provided creative solutions unparalleled by other attorneys.
Know your options. Call Legal Business Edge at 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
Fox Communities Credit Union. you found the new house you love.
Oh, this place is amazing.
So, what do you do next? Come to Fox. It's the first step towards your new home happy dance.
Oh, yeah, this house is ours.
Yes!
Get the best loan rates, local servicing, and step-by-step home buying assistance from the mortgage lending experts at Fox Communities Credit Union. With Fox, you can get more home with lower payments, faster loan payoff with bi-weekly payment options, and help from local experts who are as excited as you are to help you get the home of your dreams.
Guess what? You got the loan.
And you can get a home loan with as little as 3% down payment. Talk to Fox and do your new home happy dance. Fox, helping you make life happen. Now with 19 locations. Equal housing opportunity lender. Apply online today. Visit foxcu.org.
Fox Communities.
And welcome back to Biz Talk this morning. We're talking with Eric Mankey, who is the Senior Vice President and Commercial Team Leader at Byline Bank. And we're going to get right back to Eric in a moment. We want to tell you a little bit about our SCORE chapter. Our SCORE chapter is the Fox City SCORE chapter. We are located in the Fox City's Chamber of Commerce. We're not related to them other than that they've been a wonderful partner for us. We do service an 8-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac, and we have 55 mentors now. Those mentors have expertise in business areas, including marketing, IT, intellectual property, legal, workflow, product development, banking, cash flow management, accounting. If you are in business or if you're thinking of starting a business and you have a question about your business or how to get started or you're facing a challenge or even an opportunity, reach out to us at foxcities.score.org, our website. Fill out the application for mentoring assistance, and within 24 hours, someone will be contacting you to schedule your first meeting. And we offer free confidential mentoring assistance to you, and it's for the life of your business. It's not just the first meeting. Some of our mentors have been mentoring folks for 5-6 years and assisting them in the growth. So reach out to us, foxcities.score.org. Eric, you've been talking in the first segment about Byline Bank and the SBA programs. What is one of the more common questions that you get when folks come in at your bank and say, I'd like to borrow some money to do XYZ? What's a common question?
Well, the first one I usually get is, when can I have the money? beyond that, oftentimes it's, what's your interest rate?
Yeah.
And, I think that's, while important, is not the most important aspect people should be considering when considering financing. Really, it's, what is my structure and what is my monthly payment? I've been banking now 30 years, and I've never seen anyone go out of business because they, had too high of an interest rate. However, I've seen them all go out of business because they have not had the appropriate cash flow.
Correct.
So what's critically important is understanding your cash flow and what does that debt structure that you're putting in place for your business mean to my monthly cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
That's really critically important.
What debt can your cash flow support?
Absolutely. Because at the end of the day, it's all about cash.
And many business owners don't often understand what cash flow is. They don't understand how their daily decisions impact that cash flow. So mm-hmm. when they go to borrow $50,000, they don't have a really good idea yet to bring to you in writing of how they're going to handle that loan.
No, and we touched on it earlier, and that's why there's a lot of great organizations such as SCORE, WIBIC out of Milwaukee, that can assist that business owner or someone who's looking to start up a business understand what is my operating cycle. It's one thing to make a widget, and it's another to collect the monies after you make the widget. There's materials you need to buy. There's labor often that you have to put into place. So these things all work into the cash, and if you don't have the appropriate cash flow, sales can almost kill it.
That's right. Exactly.
Now, Eric, one of the things you mentioned that is special about the SBA, too, is the term of the loan. How important is that when you're figuring out that cash flow position compared to, say, for instance, some of these shorter-term loans?
It's critically important. I kind of equate it to you wouldn't put your home mortgage on a credit card.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we see businesses make the mistake, and they'll buy a piece of equipment, and they'll put in their shorter operating.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're doing is starving cash flow. If you've got a piece of equipment with a useful life of 10 or 15 years, you want to try and look to finance it over that period of time. And that'll lower mm-hmm. that monthly payment.
Mm-hmm.
It'll put them into a much better position to afford what it is they're getting. Everyone likes to get out of debt, and sometimes they say, well, that long term, I don't want to be in debt that long.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's always the availability, if things are working well, to prepay.
Okay.
But you want to be in a position, if there is a downturn, that you could absorb that downturn and a lower payment with a longer amortization fitting the appropriate assets.
Let's talk about the downturn for a minute, a little bump in the road.
Mm-hmm.
I always tell my clients that you should save up some money in a reserve account someplace. And they say, well, how much money would satisfy me in my reserve account? And I ask them, what do you fix cost that up to every month?
Mm-hmm.
And they say, well, it's $5,000. So I say, okay, so if you have a $5,000 savings account, you got 1 month of comfort. How many months will make you sleep better at night? And
exactly.
The husband and wife usually have different answers.
Exactly.
They got to work it out.
Exactly.
But that's kind of what you're talking about, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, that ability to, you know, instead of paying down debt, to put some money away for a rainy day might be the right move.
It is.
Obviously, we all want to be out of debt. It's a goal, and everyone should aspire to it. But that need to have cash in a fallback position is critically important.
And then if they do have the reserve set up, they could always prepay the loan after they got the reserve set up.
Absolutely.
What are the prepayment penalties for SBA loans?
Really, they only come into play if you have a term loan that's longer than 15 years.
Yeah.
And what that is, it's 5% year one, 3% year two, and 1% year three. However, even during that first three-year period of time, they have the ability to pay 20% down on their principal.
Without a penalty.
And again, that's only for if they're looking.
And who's going to do that in their first year?
Right. So it's, you know, there is one, but it's very minute. And if they have the ability to prepay, by all means, do so.
Is it fair for business owners to maybe come to the conclusion, I should always take the longest amortization I can get, then I can control my cash flow because I'm obligated to a lower monthly payment, but I can prepay anytime I want to?
I think they ought to always consider the asset that they're utilizing for financing. If you're looking for a real estate, you want to try and go 25 years. If it's a piece of equipment, again, with appropriate useful life, you want to go for the longer term. If you're looking for short-term type things such as inventory or material, obviously you want that on a more of an operating line or a shorter-term type of an instrument.
Absolutely. So line up the asset life to the loan life.
I like to consider balancing the balance sheet.
Excellent way to put it, yeah.
So long-term assets, long-term debt, short-term assets, short-term debt.
Yes.
Balance the balance sheet. Good. With that, we're going to take our next break. It's a short segment, but we'll come back for another longer segment. After this break, you're listening to BizTalk on 1150 WHBY and also 103.5 FM.
I'm on my way out. I'm booked that day. I'll be washing my hair that night?
No matter what excuse you use, your business's finances won't fix themselves. Albertson Hailing CPAs can take the frustration out of your bookkeeping, taxes, and more. We'll help you understand and manage your situation. Visit albertshaling.com. Albertson Hailing, personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Albertson Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
And welcome back to BizTalk this morning. We're talking with Eric Mankey, who is a Senior Vice President and Commercial Team Leader at Byline Bank for Commercial Loans. We're having a great conversation on SBA lending and borrowing money at a bank. And we're going to get back to Eric in just a moment. We want to tell you a little bit more about our SCORE chapter. Fox City SCORE is located in a chamber building in downtown Appleton. We have about 55 mentors, and we offer free confidential mentoring for all of our clients. And in addition to that, we do webinars. And we just had a great event. Randy, tell us what happened. What was that, May 3rd? I think.
Right. This week has been Small Business Week for those of you. And, again, we're talking to somebody with the SBA lending and that type of thing. The SBA is extremely involved in small business work, and they're the people who really were the background to bringing SCORE together over 50 years ago. But this week we had a celebration on Wednesday night. We invited people from all four of the major chambers here in the Valley to be there. We had four outstanding small businesses that were recognized, and we had over 150 people came to celebrate small business. And one thing I wanted to say is there is no small in small business. Every one of the business people that we had there are really big in what they do. They work very, very hard, and we were very proud to be able to recognize the activities here in the Valley that we have, both from SCORE, from the SBA. We had the representatives from the SBA here, and from all of the background people that we have, all the sponsors and friends and partners that we have with SCORE. So I want to say thank you very much to them for celebrating with us, and we'll have to look forward to next year's Small Business Week, and in between we'll look forward to celebrating all those small businesses every day.
Yeah, we recognize the four chambers, as Randy mentioned, because SCORE works so closely with them. We had three champions we recognized, Mike Dempsey from Bank First National in Oshkosh, Amy Peach from the Venture Center, ESEED program, and Maureen Wallenfang from the Post Crescent. And we also handed out 4 awards to small businesses who were success stories.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it was a lot of fun, gave out a few door prizes, and we hope to do it again next year.
Yeah.
So pay attention, and hopefully you can join us next year for our next celebration of Small Business Week.
All right, and to see a little bit more about that, very soon we will have some of that information available up on the biztalkwithscore.com website so that you'll be able to go out and pick up information, see those businesses, and we have the videos of what went on at that session. So it'd be a great program to pick up.
And speaking of the chambers, 2 of the chambers, Heart of the Valley and Fox West Chambers, are putting on a discussion this coming Thursday on the Affordable Care Act. That's a very political thing right now, but we're not going to talk politics. We just want to put this, they want to put this seminar on to educate folks. It's going to be held on Thursday, May 11th at the Grand Meridian on North Oneida Street. The cost for members of Fox West or Heart of the Valley, $15, or for the Home Builders Association, $15. For non-members is $30. It's going to be a panel presentation by Chris Hansen, President of Hansen Benefits, J.P. Wieske, Deputy Insurance Commissioner, Office of the Commissioner of Insurance, Robert Buss, Senior Manager, Employee Benefit Services, WIFLE, Paul DeSpirito, Regional Sales Coordinator of Aflac, and Keith Bell, VP of Sales and Underwriting Network Health Plan. That's a good panel, and if you're interested in learning about the Affordable Care Act, what's going on, the good, the bad, the ugly, and so on. Thursday evening, May 11th, 7:30, registration, 8 a.m. I'm sorry, it's in the morning, 8 a.m. in the morning. A panelist I just mentioned, it's going to be held at the Grand Meridian. Cost for members of the Chamber, Fox West Chamber, Heart of the Valley Chamber, or Home Builders Association, $15, $30 for non-members. So I hope you can make it to that. We're talking this morning with Eric Manke, Senior Vice President, Commercial Team Leader at Byline Bank. Eric, how do we position ourselves now? If we're in business and we remember what happened in 08 and 09, how can a business owner position themselves now to maybe do something to prevent that from impacting them too much?
Well, I think it's always a good idea to keep your bank and your lender or your representative there as a key consultant and go-to person throughout your business. Keep them informed.
Communication
is key. We talk about surprises, and at my age, I'm going to be 55 this year, so I don't even like surprise birthday parties, but no one likes that last-minute call.
Nobody does.
I've had one situation where on Thursday night a business owner called, Eric, I can't make payroll tomorrow. What am I going to do? Well, at that point, there's not much we can do. So as always, it's always key to communicate good, bad, or otherwise with your consultant or your banker. Because they are someone who has looked at other businesses, they can kind of take a look at the finances and say, here's what you should be looking at. Debt, while not always a good thing and sometimes not viewed as good, can be critically important to a business. And it can make the difference of a business being successful or not successful.
I always taught my clients in banking and now my clients as prior, I always teach them that bankers are a resource. There's a resource because they've made loans to more than just your landscaping company. They've got other landscaping companies. They know what the trends and the risks are. And they're not going to share proprietary information, but they can guide you as you're managing your company. So think of your lender as a resource. They also have a good network of other providers around them that they could send you to, refer you to.
Absolutely. When we take a look at a company, we're doing several things. We're not only looking at an individual and a management group behind that, but we're comparing them to their peers.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've done this before, we've got availability to say, what are their margins? What is their customer base? Mm-hmm. What can you expect from some of this? And that can be critically important.
Mm-hmm.
And as you touched on, Tony, as well, is that there's a lot of expertise out there that's free and available, and businesses should utilize it. Groups like SCORE is very important to a business. It can help them go a long way and become successful and stay successful.
In terms of positioning, Eric, do you have an example from 08 or 09? Are there any examples you could cite without giving any names?
Certainly. Yeah, there's...
Look out for this, guys, because this is what can happen to you.
It's encouraging right now, and you talk about economic conditions, and no one really knows what tomorrow's going to bring. So
exactly.
I think there's always a little bit of unknown. But when you go back to 2008, 2009, it was really survivability. And our primary work at that time was just debt refinance. People weren't looking to expand. They weren't buying businesses. It was, again, just survival. And the structure that SBA provided and what we provided at Byline Bank was critically important to the success. And here's how that worked. During a period of time in 08, 09 or shortly thereafter, if a business got in a little bit of trouble and their note came up for maturity or they missed some payments, oftentimes their existing bank was asking them to exit at a time their business looked the worst.
Mm-hmm.
And it provided us an opportunity to take a close look at it, find individuals behind there, and provide them longer-term financing so that what they had been paying monthly was significantly reduced, and a reduced cash flow from their business was now able to support this business and keep them in business.
Because management was knowledgeable that they could succeed with that.
Yes. Yes. You know, so I've got a couple letters, and I don't want to get into too many details, but there's several companies that we've that indicated, Eric, if not for you and Byline Bank, we would not be in business today.
That's important.
It's critically important. Yes.
How do folks get a hold of you, Eric?
My number again is 262-860-2090.
And do you have an email or website address or something?
Yes, you certainly can reach out to me on my email address, and that's emanke, and it's E-M-A-N-K-E at bylinebank.com.
Okay, Eric, one of the questions that we hear all the time is, you know, how do I get the money, or is there money out there? A lot of people say, yeah, the bankers, you know, nobody wants to lend. Is that true, or where is the situation right now, and how do you see that moving forward?
Yeah, well, based on what we're seeing, it's certainly not the situation. I think there's a lot of liquidity at the banks right now, which means there's a willingness to lend, certainly from an SBA standpoint. You know, you talked earlier, Tony, we're not going to talk politics, and I agree. But I think it's important to make a note that, you know, SBA is truly a bipartisan-supported program that has zero subsidy. So there's not, you know, there's no tax dollars involved. It's a self-supporting program.
Yep.
It's been there a while. So, Randy, in short, there's plenty of money out there if the opportunities make sense for both parties, and that being the customer and the bank. There's plenty of opportunities.
But to make sense, again, what's important as far as the customer is concerned? What do they need to bring? What do they need to know?
An understanding of their finances. Indifferent to the type of industry they're in, I think character and individual management is probably, in my opinion, the top element when looking at a business. So we're going to look at the character of the individual. What is their management background? And what is their product or service?
Okay.
So it's understanding your business and being able to articulate it in a fashion that we can put it into an appropriate underwriting and make an appropriate and informed decision.
So can you kind of put that as a difference between a transaction and a relationship and how your bank kind of looks at that?
Yeah, and I want to, you know, I'm not going to mention any names, but there are certainly banks out there that view each as a transaction. And what's critically important to understand, and I think that we separate ourselves from a lot of our competition, is we truly do try and surround them with a group of individuals knowing a business. So it's not just a lender that they're going to meet. They're going to meet the underwriter. They're going to meet the portfolio person. And we're going to get to know your business almost to a fault. You know, sometimes we're going to get very close over a period of time.
That is so critical.
It's
critical to success.
It is. And it's, you know, sometimes they think Boy, you certainly ask a lot of questions. Well, we have to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not only for our benefit, it's a benefit for the business.
We don't want you to fail.
Right.
That's it.
I'm in banking. We make money when we get paid back on our loans.
Yeah, good loans.
And the other thing people don't understand, it's not your money. It's not the bank's money. It's somebody else's.
So right, it's your deposit.
This is a transaction that's really important.
It is.
So. Eric, in terms of Byline Bank and SBA lending, that's what you do, business lending. What kind of businesses do you lend to? And give us some examples. What are examples of businesses you can't or won't lend to? There are regulations SBA has.
Yeah, there's the sin clause, if you will, out there for some of the businesses.
Yeah, like adult stores and stuff
right,
like that.
Right, yeah, we won't look at those. If it's someone looking to invest in a two-family or if it's a commercial real estate property, we pretty much transcend all industries. And for real estate, it has to be owner-occupied.
Right.
So that pretty much, I mean, there's a listing. The gambling doesn't, we can't do that, obviously.
Sure. On owner-occupied real estate, a common question might be, a business owner is growing, so they want to move into a 50,000-square-foot facility, and they only need to use 60-70% of that.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to rent out the rest of it. But then they can grow into that because, in the meantime, they want that dead space to earn some income for them.
Certainly.
Can that work for them?
Yes. Kind of the underlying rule there is they have to maintain 51% occupancy of the facility, and it then qualifies. So they can have some leases to assist in that as well.
Okay. So purposes of SBA loans,
mm-hmm.
that's pretty much covers the list, doesn't it? I mean, there's not anything a business needs that they couldn't put in a business loan or SBA loan.
Yeah, if they're looking to do some financing for cash out of the business, that's an ineligible. But if they're looking for working capital, inventory, equipment, expansion, debt refinance, all of those are certainly eligible requirements and things that we see every day and a big part of what SBA does.
Mm-hmm. Another question that we hear a lot is, you know, with SBA, it takes a lot of time. You get involved with this. How long should I plan on, if I'm thinking about approaching you at the bank for an SBA loan, how long is it going to take me?
My favorite answer to any question sometimes could be, I don't know, and it depends.
Now, that sounds like I'm talking to an attorney.
Yeah, right? Maybe, and I don't want to go there. It really is dependent upon how complete is the information you're providing the bank.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I had a complete packet of information, we've seen deals that we've received closed 30 to 60 days.
Okay.
More typical, 90 to 120.
Okay.
There's other third-party reports that sometimes are the governor time-wise in terms of, you know, appraisals may have to be ordered.
Correct.
Business valuations. So those are the kind of things that could change the timeline. But in general, if the information is complete, you know, a reasonable timeline is 45 to 60 days. But again, we typically see it 90.
Okay.
Eric, when I was in lending, it was always fun to make a loan to a smaller company. And just watch it grow. And it's really a great experience. Do you have any examples, without naming firms, of what those business owners do to be successful, to grow? They have to be dynamic and open-minded.
Every day, that's what I enjoy most about my job, is the opportunity to meet the various business owners. It truly is. It's exciting for me to see these individuals take on an idea, take on a product, and, you know, put it into
Be a part of it.
It's exciting to see it grow. And small businesses truly are the economic drivers today. That's where we're seeing a majority of the growth.
Mm-hmm.
So for someone to take an idea, bring on employees, grow, that's truly why I'm doing this.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see business succeed. So it's the small ones that I enjoy.
And it's a long-term relationship. It isn't just doing the loan today, close the deal, have a nice closing, a little party, and say, see ya.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming back and kicking a tire, and it's maintaining the communication.
It's critically important. For a business to be successful, I mean, there should be a continued communication, and one should expect that from their bank. We play an important role, and we are providing dollars for their business, so we like to see how they're doing. So we should be keeping score, and the way to keep score is by getting the financial reports in time, reviewing those with the business owners, taking a look at it, not only from a standpoint of what can they expect next, but what opportunities may present themselves for us.
Can we go into a little bit more detail? We have a couple minutes here before the next break.
Mm-hmm.
The difference between a line of credit and a term loan. We talked about it earlier, short-term assets, short-term debt.
Certainly.
And you mentioned one of the violations business owners do once in a while. They use their line to buy a skid steer or a tow motor or something.
Right, right.
So explain a little more detail for our listening audience.
Certainly. A line of credit is typically a debt instrument that has a maturity of maybe 1 year. And it's utilized for the business cycle of cash flow. So you may use it again to purchase inventory, maybe some product material that you need for the – and that balance can fluctuate, and your monthly payment on that may fluctuate. And sometimes it's just interest-only payments on that with the expectation that the line will rest. And what that means is brought down to a zero balance.
So typically the two assets securing a line of credit are –
accounts receivable and inventory.
Inventory, not equipment.
Not equipment, right. Right. And it's, you know, when businesses are running good, we see it oftentimes. Well, you know, I couldn't get to my bank on time on this piece of equipment, so I put it on my line.
Sure. So what is a term loan then compared to a line of credit? Because line of credit can become part of a term loan.
It can be. And if it doesn't, you know, I don't want to get too far in the weeds here, but in general, a term is, again, for most people, if they can equate it to their home, it's a set monthly payment with principal and interest set at a designated time.
Over an amortization.
Over an amortization.
10 or 20 years.
Right. And an amortization basically is how is that amount split out over a period of time.
Right.
And a term is when does that note mature.
So when a line of credit is being advanced to a borrower and the lender sees that it's not rested every year, paid off entirely, there's $20,000, $30,000 left after 1 or 2 years,
mm-hmm.
The lender might say, let's put that $20,000 or $30,000 into a five-year amortizing loan, and then the borrower doesn't have to pay that interest for 5 years and not pay mm-hmm. the loan off.
Right.
It's actually healthy for them.
It is. It's extremely healthy. It's that line should, and we call it resting, or brought down to a zero balance once your cycle follows through. What I mean by that is you've made your product, you sold it, you received the monies, and hopefully there's a residual called profit there after you've sold your...
Excess cash flow.
You're able to pay that line down and take the rest for a profit. And if it doesn't, we'll look at oftentimes putting that on a term note,
Right. Great. With that, we're going to take our final break in the show. We're talking with Eric Mahnke, who is the Senior Vice President and Commercial Team Leader at Byline Bank, and you're listening to Biz Talk on 1150 WHBY and also 103.5 FM.
Subtract line 6 from 13, put in box 5 on form 1040 EZ. Easy? Really?
Taxes can be daunting, especially when it comes to your business. From asset protection to payroll and more, we can help reduce the stress of your business's financial situation. Visit AlbertsHaling.com. Alberts & Hailing. Personal connections. Positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts & Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
This is Bruce Lammers, President of Byline Small Business Capital. When it comes to business lending, we're all about finding solutions. I'm here with Brian Vanderwall of Vanderwall & Associates. We help Brian secure long-term SBA financing for both real estate and operating capital.
The Byline Small Business Capital team was able to provide me the opportunity to be more creative and branch out into more markets because I had the proper financing mechanism. Instead of looking at our assets as a service business, the Byline Small Business Capital team looked at our cash flow, looked at our projections, and really saw the need to grow. I think the decision-making process was quite amazing how fast it happened. They asked for all the right information of a small business, analyzed it quickly, had the leadership to make quick decisions, and that's not typical for a lender.
Byline Bank, we make it personal and listen to what matters to you. On the web at bylinebank.com. That's bylinebank.com. Member FDIC.
And welcome back to our final segment this morning. We're talking with Mr. Eric Mahnke, Byline Bank. He's a Senior Vice President, Commercial Team Leader at that bank, and he's been an interesting show. If you missed it or you tuned in late, we encourage you to go back to our website, biztalkwithscore.com, to listen to the program. You're going to learn a lot if you're looking for business financing for your business. We want to thank our sponsors right now. That without them, we couldn't do this show, and Eric's company, Byline Bank, is one of our sponsors, so we thank them very much for that. Along with Byline Bank, we have Fox Communities Credit Union, Alberts & Hailing CPAs, Legal Business Edge, LLC. Tundra Land is a sponsor. We want to thank Brian and his team over there. Also want to thank Candeo Creative on Oshkosh for building our website, biztalkwithscore.com, and helping to maintain that website. So thank you, Zach Pulowski, and all your team over there. Also want to shout out to Jerry Mader and Larry Desch at the Business News for promoting our program and their biweekly periodical, The Business News. If you're in business or if you're thinking of going into business and you're not subscribed to The Business News, gosh, you really should be. For only $20 a year, you're going to get a lot of information that's going to help you succeed. What's going on in the business community in East Central Wisconsin? So thanks, Larry and Jerry, for your support. Want to get back to a question, Eric, that you had talked about in the show, and that's communication with the borrowers. You want to expand on that a little bit and how valuable and maybe what forms that take?
Yeah, it can take several forms, but bottom line, communication is critically important because we see a lot of different businesses, and we don't always know the nuances and everything inside, and we won't be able to unless we're able to communicate. So that's critically important. I mentioned earlier, you know, help us help you. You know, what I mean by that is informing us to the best ability you can about your business, what are the workings, because it isn't always what's the interest rate. You know, it's what is the impact to my cash flow? How is this debt structure going to, what is it going to mean to me on a daily basis? What is it going to mean to me tomorrow? What is it going to mean if I can't make a payment? You know, what is it that I have to do or I should do? And without that communication, it just limits the ability or the percentage of success.
Right. Eric, once again, how can folks reach you?
My number again, my direct number is 262-860-2090, or my email address, emanke@bylinebank.com.
Yeah, Eric, you did mention, you know, that same concept about having somebody call you up the night before they need to make payroll. How far ahead should I really think when you start talking about this communication stuff?
I think on a, you know, at a minimum quarterly as you're looking at your financials.
Okay.
You know, and it's not that we want to be talking to you all the time, and that's okay. You know, a lot of people don't want to talk to their banker, and I understand it, certainly.
Unless you're buying the round at the next drink.
Right.
Or something like that.
Always open to that, yes. but, yeah, I think on a quarterly basis, as they're getting their financials, there should be, you know, some type of communication, certainly no less than annually.
Okay.
Now, everybody, and I recognize, I think the unique part about the financing we provide, I kind of make it a comment, we want to put in place the appropriate debt structure so you can get back to doing what you do best, and that's manage your business.
Okay.
Oftentimes, that process of an application, that's something new to an individual. That they don't do it every day.
Mm-hmm.
So allow us to be the experts. Come in. Let's communicate. Let's get the application so we can get something in place that you can go back and do what you do best, and that's manage your business.
Is there a difference between borrowers as to how often you would like them to submit their financial information to you? Is that annually, quarterly?
Yeah, at a minimum, it should be annually.
Okay.
And you take the form of tax returns. Certainly, if it's a larger type of organization, it may be compiled, reviewed, or audited financials.
Sure.
But we want to see them at a minimum annual. Early on, we may ask for them more frequently. Or
quarterly?
They should quarterly.
It comes right out of QuickBooks, doesn't it?
In most cases.
Yeah.
In most cases. Yeah. And there shouldn't be an issue from that standpoint because, again, that's really the scorecard in terms of how your business is doing well.
If they're not managing their business well, they're not going to have that quarterly statement. That's a red flag to the lender.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, yeah, that's important.
Okay, well, Eric, we're at that one point in time in the show that I like to get to, and that's where I get to ask you for your biz tip. What do you have as far as a little bit of advice for the entrepreneur out there as far as especially dealing with your banker? What piece of advice do you have?
Well, two things, really. One we touched on almost throughout the show, that's communication. Keep your banker at a ready availability. Let him know, good, bad, or indifferent. We recognize businesses aren't perfect. By no means, we're not perfect. But if a bad issue comes up, a situation, call us. Let us know. And to say, I don't know, is okay.
Right. Okay.
You mean for the lender to say, I don't know?
Well.
It's okay, though. It's okay.
It's okay. If we don't know, we'll find out.
We'll get back to you.
Right.
Exactly.
Yes.
But then,
for the client,
though, to admit, too, sometimes.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Great stuff.
Well, thanks for tuning in this morning. Eric, thanks for being our guest this morning.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much, Tony.
Thanks for the support for SCORE. Thanks for the support. You've been listening to Biz Talk on WHBY, 1150 WHBY, and also 103.5 FM. We'll talk to you next week.